This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion. About 30 years ago, John, not his real name, was in a car accident and received a blood transfusion. At that time, the U.S. wasn't yet screening all blood for hepatitis C, as it now does. Fast forward to last month. John's now a patient of mine, and we did a routine blood screening for hepatitis C, which came back positive. A positive test was the last thing John expected. He was an otherwise healthy 50-year-old man. Without drug treatment, many infected persons move toward liver disease and cirrhosis, possibly liver cancer, and perhaps a need for a liver transplant if one were to become available. Hepatitis C can be lethal, killing about 15,000 Americans each year. The problem is that millions who are infected with the virus don't even know they have the infection because they've never been tested. But now there is a cure for hepatitis C, and it's 95% effective. Our government partially funded the development of the drug and its clinical testing. Gilead Sciences then purchased the drug for $11 billion. Gilead priced the drug at $84,000 for the 12-week treatment. According to Merrill Guzner, a medical journalist, the company recouped its entire investment in just 1 year, and in the first 3 years, they made a profit of tens of billions of dollars. But with that astronomical price, many people had no access to the drug. The drug company argued the high price of the drug was justified because it could save the healthcare system money in the long run. But it didn't turn out that way. That's because a few years after the drug was marketed, far fewer people were receiving treatment. In part, this was because access to the drug was severely limited. For many people, insurance companies wouldn't cover the cost, and few could afford the drug on their own. In the meantime, a competitor developed a similar drug at a lower price. So the cost of either drug is now about $20,000 for the 12-week treatment. But still, not all insurance plans will cover it. And remember, it is our government who paid for the drug's development, and it's that same government that's now one of the biggest purchasers of the drug. Well, it turns out that John has decent insurance, so he started his 12-week treatment, and he reports the treatment has no side effects. It is time for America to decide if basic health care is a right or a privilege. If it is a right, then making this highly effective hepatitis C treatment available to anyone who needs it is a wonderfully humane place to start. If the drug were widely available, or if it was free, it would save the government billions of dollars by preventing future treatments, not to mention the lives it would save. Of course, you can't get treated if you don't know that you're infected, so a great first step would be for every adult to be screened for hepatitis C. This is Dr. Michael Wilkes with a second opinion.